Sweet.
Sound.
Expedition.
Sound.
Sweet.
Expedition.
Sound.
Expedition.
On Huntly Community Radio.
Sure. I'm the captain now.
One ping only, please.
Aye, captain.
I am the monarch of the sea, the ruler of the Queen's Navy. Good, good. Now let's take it from the top.
Welcome back to another episode of Sound Expedition. And from the intro, you know this is another captain episode. That means I have a special guest, and my guest is Tim Adams, head of Ajax Records and fellow White Sox sufferer. How you doing, Tim?
I'm good, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for making time for this. This is going to be fun. So, Tim started a label called Ajax and has a bunch of bands on it that you probably heard of. And the Mountain Goats started off this episode. And Tim, what's the story with them? How did you get linked up with those guys?
I was reaching out to all these labels that were doing mostly 7-inches labels that I thought were really inspiring. Like even Sub Pop was one of them, Touch and Go. So they were, you know, they were bands that I had distributed stuff by. The Mountain Goats came as a referral from Shrimper Records in California. But the Mountain Goat stuff, I initially took a huge shine to it. John Darnielle, the singer, reminded me of a kind of a nerdy Phil Oakes, very literate. He had referenced all sorts of history in his songs, Roman history especially. And so I did the 7-inch with them in like 93, and then decided to do a full length. So the very first Mountain Goats album came out at Ajax in 94.
Very cool, Tim. Well, the Mountain Goats weren't the only act you had. Coming up next, we've got a little block of Jeffries, Graham Jeffries and Peter Jeffries.
Yeah, so they were in a band called This Kind of Punishment. They're brothers, and they have not gotten along very well.
Nah, a tale as old as time.
In the last 25 years or so, it's sad, but I'm glad for the association that I had when I did it.
Awesome. Well, here are two songs, first Graham and then Peter.
Thank you. green, not disheartened, wearing its most inexpressible
WHRULP 101.5 FM.
What's the matter with Flintstone? He's all right.
And that was Peter Jeffries on an unknown beach. I'm joined by Tim Adams, former proprietor of Ajax Records, joining us from Durham, North Carolina. And up next, we've got a couple of tunes from bands that I know and definitely had some CDs of the Canaanes and Thinking Fellers Union, Local 282. Tim, any interesting tidbits on those two bands?
The Canaanes was a band that I loved. I was distributing their records on other labels, and they were on a label in Chicago called Feel Good All Over Records, run by John Henderson. And John, I guess, just could not keep up with his proposed release schedule and was slowing it down and causing delays to bands. So I stepped in and offered my services, and the Canaanes said, sure. And I ended up doing several albums with them and helping them tour. And I still keep in touch with those guys these days. Thinking Fellers, they were on Matador Records at the time, but they had this EP called The Funeral Pudding. And I guess Matador didn't have the room in their schedule to put it out quickly. So they asked me, and I said, sure. Basically, that was it. I had done a 7-inch with them a year or two before that. So, but again, that's another band that I got to know because of either distributing their stuff through Ajax or hearing their stuff that I reviewed in my zine, The Pope.
Right on. Well, we're hearing some great stories from former proprietor of Ajax Records, Tim Adams. But now we have a song from the Canaanes. It's called Perfect Light, and you're listening to Sound Expedition.
Perfect Light. dark and you're so bright. Is this going too far away? Too far for anyone to say. Let us dream and dream today. Thank you.
And that was Thinking Fellers Union Local 282 with Heavy Head. Well, we're heading into a break, Tim, but we got one more song to get us there. And this is a band called Anti-Scene, which is unfamiliar to me. What can you tell us about them?
Anti-Scene were a kind of a ferocious punk band from Charlotte. Sort of, despite their Southern roots, kind of very politically astute. But they were a band I was going to interview for The Pope, I believe. And then instead, their guitarist, Joe Young, had put out a solo cassette called Bury the Needle that Byron Coley reviewed in Spin. And I was like, whoa, what is this? You know, solo thing by the guitarist of Anti-Scene. And so I wrote Joe Young and said, hey, do you want to put out some of these songs on a 7-inch? And that was Ajax 001. After I did my third 7-inch with them, which came out in like 91 or so, they ended up doing a lot of records on a lot of other labels. They were doing all sorts of weird collaborations. Gigi Allen was a prominent person they did a record with, or a couple records. And yeah, so that gives you an idea where their heads were at after I stopped working with them.
There you go. You've been warned. Gigi Allen mentioned that those don't come lightly. All right, we'll see you after the break.
Made up for dead, I'm the half of it out of my head. Yeah, for the days, don't change my ways. It don't sleep at all this week. But I've been up all night, up all night, up all night, up all night. I'm up all night, up all night.